Among the saints commemorated this day, the holy martyr Sebastian and those with him. This glorious martyr of Christ was born in Italy and brought up in the city of Milan. He was destined in his youth to be a soldier, and as an educated, handsome, and courageous man, commended himself to the Emperor Diocletian, who made him captain of the Imperial Guard. He secretly confessed the Christian faith and prayed to the living God. An honorable, upright, and merciful man, Sebastian was greatly loved by his soldiers. Whenever possible, he saved Christians from torture and death, and when this was not possible, gave them courage to die for Christ, the living God, without turning back. Two brothers, Marcus and Marcellinus, who were in prison for Christ and already on the verge of denying him and worshipping idols, were confirmed in their faith and strengthened in their martyrdom by Sebastian. As he spoke with them, exhorting them not to fear death for Christ, his face was illumined like that of an angel of God. Sebastian supported his words by marvels. He healed Zoe, the wife of Nicostratus the gaoler, who had been dumb for 6 years, and brought Nicostratus and his whole household to baptism. He healed the two sick sons of Claudius the commander, and brought him and his whole household also to baptism. He healed Tranquillarius, the father of Marcus and Marcellinus, of gout and pains in his legs, which had troubled him for 11 years, and brought him to baptism together with his whole household. He healed the Roman eparch Crobatius of the same infirmity, and brought him and his son Tibertius to baptism. Of these, Zoe was the first to suffer, being seized while at prayer beside the tomb of the Apostle Peter. After torture, she was thrown into the river Tiber. Then Tibertius was seized and, while at prayer, the judge placed living coals before him, challenging him to choose life or death, to cast incense on the coals and incense the idols, or to stand himself barefoot on the coals. Saint Tibertius made the sign of the cross and stood barefoot on the coals and remained unharmed. He was then beheaded with the sword. Nicostratus was killed with the stake. Tranquillarius was drowned, and Marcus and Marcellinus were run through by spears. Then Sebastian was taken before the Emperor Diocletian. The Emperor rebuked him for his betrayal, but he said, "I always pray to my Christ for your health and for the peace of the Roman Empire." The Emperor ordered that he be stripped and shot at with arrows. Then soldiers shot at him until the martyr's whole body was so covered with arrows that it was invisible beneath them. When they thought he was dead, he showed himself alive and healed all his wounds. Then the pagans beat him to death with staves. He suffered gloriously for Christ his Lord and entered into the heavenly kingdom in 287 when Gaius was bishop of Rome. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us.